Hi, I'm Nicole Bard, and I'll be running. My name is Nicole Bard, and I'm running for Story County Commission, and I'll be on the November ballot. I'm not part of the primary, but you're going to see me starting June 13th. You know me. You know me if you were around in 2014 when I ran. You know me if you read Bard Blog. And for those of you that don't read Bard Blog, you can read Bard Blog, and I suggest that you do. So for those of you that know me, and those of you that don't yet, you'll know that I walk the talk. I will stand for you as I am writing for you on what I see happening in the commission meetings. In those meetings, I stand up and voice concerns that I believe are of concern to all of us. So when you hear me make a campaign promise, it's not a promise. It's essentially going to be about what I'm already doing and have been doing and will continue to do for you. The reason I am running is that I want to serve you in an official capacity to where the things that I'm doing now without any authority or power or real impact, by being elected, I can affect change. I'm running because I want to preserve our rural lifestyle, I want to preserve our rich history, I want to preserve our natural resources and the horses in particular. I want to work with the existing commission and the elected officials to continue to buttress this county forward as a best of breed county. We do a lot of stuff that's great. I'm going to see that continue to happen. I'm running because I want to continue to see TRI succeed, because that means revenue for us. And I would like to see that happen to the extent that it is for all of us and not just for a few. I'm running because I want to continue to be a very strong voice for you, and that's what it's going to need on this commission and in this county going forward. I've got over 30 years of business experience, 20 years of that in high tech. I know what those companies out there need. I've been in it. I've run large multinational, international companies, departments, and budgets.
Thank you, Nicole. Now we have Sam Toll, who's running for school board.
Thank you, Lauren. Karen, thank you very much for putting this event on. Residents of Rainbow Bend and Lockwood, thanks for showing up tonight. My name is Sam Toll. My family came to the Comstock in the 1860s. My great-great-grand-uncle and grandfather were mining superintendents in Gold Hill, and my great-great-grand-uncle had the distinction of serving in the United States Senate for representing Nevada for 30 years. I was born in Carson City in 1962, and I was raised in the Jones Mansion in Gold Hill, which actually consisted of two small rooms, and kind of a shack-like existence, a little hardscrabble upbringing in Gold Hill. I worked for Live Leon washing dishes in Virginia City, graduated to the Ormsby House washing dishes in Carson City, and realized that my career as a dishwasher had limited ceiling, and so I moved to Sacramento. I had $20 in my back pocket, all my stuff in the back of my Volkswagen Bug. And in 1984, I met Steve Jobs when he rolled out the Macintosh computer in Palo Alto. And I was able to parlay that computer's existence into a career that 5 years later had me with a 8,000 square foot building in downtown Sacramento. And ultimately, at the peak of my business's operation, I had 75 employees and five locations. I'm running for school board because I pushed three kids through the California educational school system in South Placer County. And my kids all took algebra, they took calculus, they took lots of foreign languages, but when they graduated from school, they were financially illiterate. Much of that might be my responsibility, but I figured that if you send a kid to school for 15,000 hours, he should come out the other end at least knowing how to balance a checkbook and why a credit card may not be the best thing to play with. One of the things that my kids enjoyed and saved me a bunch of cash, as well as kids in Virginia City, is the Jumpstart program, which gets those kids, high school juniors and seniors, into college classes and gets them curriculum before they graduate from high school. Look forward to your vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.